Hi, this is Lenny Kaiser, Senior Editor of ClearanceJobs.com. Welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Podcast. Today, we're joined by Kimberly Berlin, owner of Compassionate Beginnings, a private integrated therapy practice in Leesburg, Virginia. Her work focuses primarily on national security cases, including the evaluation of security clearance holders. She recently wrote an article for Clearance Jobs about how millennials are upending traditional security assumptions. She joins us to talk more about that article.
I think we look at drug use as usage in a time you're talking actual the amount of the substance. I feel like you could have helped Bill Clinton out a lot when he was talking about he didn't inhale, because it just would have sounded much better if he'd said it was like barely a nanogram. I feel like that is the kind of terminology we need to focus on. You know, too often you're like, well, I was at the party, I was there. I think the government would appreciate the nanograms defense a little bit better.
Right. And I have used that on several occasions because, you know, the individual will have stated, well, you know, I reported that I used 10 times and I looked at them, I get 10 times. Okay, how much were you smoking? Well, I don't know. The first time I tried it, I coughed so much that I just, you know, said, forget it. The second time, you know, I took a puff. The third time, you know, and they run this whole scenario down, and it's like it ends up being, you know, literally nanograms. So yeah, 10 times sounds like a lot, but of those 10 times, how much did you actually ingest? If you're coughing your lungs out because you don't know how to inhale, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not really ingesting, but yes, you did actually ingest. So it's, there are times that I have a very good laugh, because as do the clients, because, you know, we're like you said, you know, if we're down to nanograms, what are we talking about here, really? To answer the other point is that, you know, sometimes, if you've had an issue and you're within the limit of 18 months, give it another year. Because, again, the industry standard of continued absence and probability of continued absence is 18 months minimum to 24 months minimum. And if you can show the government that, look, I haven't used in 2 years or three, and I'm not about to start now, that's a very solid statement. Sometimes we have to mitigate by just holding off. But otherwise, I think it's always best. Honesty is the best policy, always, with the government. If it is there in your background, by all means, try to augment with, you know, a statement of some sort. But if it's too much and, you know, now you're reporting cocaine and MDMA or ecstasy and, there was the LSD one time, now you're in trouble. You know, there's a difference. There is a difference between, well, I smoked a few times versus other harder drugs or more use than just marijuana. And that's when you need a professional to help you.